Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience tonight. Good evening to you once again. I'm here to do what I'm supposed to do on the third day of the week. This is Tuesday, the third day of the week. I would like to greet everyone in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. I'd like to thank Ahayah for his son, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. I've been doing a lot of stuff today, people. I've been just busy all day long. Ever since I woke up this morning, I've been just busy, just trying to set things in order that I'm trying to do to help people. So I've just been busy all day, and I said I must go on the platform and do what I'm supposed to do today. I know you could probably hear in my voice that I'm a little bit tired, but you know, I refuse to not do what the God of Israel want me to do and just do what I wanted to do all day. So I am here to pick it up where we left off with our law class Saturday. We was teaching you about tithing up under the law, up under the Torah, up under the Mitzvah, the 613 laws. We was going through the scriptures teaching you about tithing, what it is, and how the God of Israel wanted to receive his tithes from his priests, the Levites. So we covered all of that about tithing. So I would recommend anybody that wants to really understand and know what tithing is to go back to audio number 21 and audio number 22. So you understand exactly what the God of Israel mean when he say he want the children of Israel to pay tithes. So tonight we're not talking about tithes. We're not teaching about tithing. Tonight we're teaching about something else. Something else that's up under the covenant that is important to the God of Israel. It might not be important to you or your bishops or your elders or your pastors, but it is extremely important to the God of Israel that we establish the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah. We help you to understand and to know that the law is good, the law is holy, and the law is righteousness. And you cannot be righteous without the law. You cannot be righteous without the law. There's no way possible that anyone could be righteous without the law. God's law. The title of this broadcast tonight, God's Law versus the Law of the Land. 8 weeks teaching, just 8 weeks, 8 weeks. But we've been over 8 weeks. We've been like three months now already, like three months. We've been teaching the 613 laws. We are almost finished. We're almost there, people. God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks, 613 laws in the Bible, the sanctuary, audio number 23. Tonight we will be teaching you about the sanctuary, the temple. This is going to be a very, very, very deep broadcast with a lot of prophetic understanding, a lot of prophetic wisdom and knowledge that comes from the God of Israel, the sanctuary. What do the sanctuary mean to the God of Israel? What kind of sanctuary do the God of Israel want? Where is this sanctuary located and where will always be? Y'all could build 100 churches and congregations or buildings, wherever you want to build them and whatever you want to do. But I'm here to tell you, as the prophet of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, the real God don't have nothing to do with your sanctuaries. And again, I'm going to prove that, like I always prove everything that I come on this platform and say, and let the God of Israel use me to do whatever he needs me to do or say. Give me one moment. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in to make a comment about this topic, about this lesson tonight, 661-244-9831. This is Tuesday night law class. Tuesday night law class. Not Tuesday night Bible study. Tuesday night law class. That's what it is. This is what we should have been learning in the Christian churches all our lives. All our lives. In the Hebrew Israelite churches and all the rest of them. Because I told you the Hebrew Israelite churches, they just pick out sections and parts of the law that they want to teach the people. They mainly stand in New Testament a lot, especially GOCC. And the other ones, Hebrew Israelites, they just stick with the doctrine that they have been taught. All of them do that. All of them do that. The Hebrew Israelite and the Christian churches and all religions, they stick with the doctrine that they have been taught by the law of this land. Because I told you the law of the land set up all your religions all over the earth. And they gave you all your doctrines to go along with your religions. So we're going to get started right now. We have quite a bit to cover tonight. We're going to get started. I'm going to say the Bible verses for last tonight. We will pick it up at law number 426. 426. The temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. That's what we will be teaching you tonight about the temple of not God. That's what you call it. That's what you call it. You don't know. You don't know its name, and the name that you've been taught is false. His name, not Jehovah and Yah and all of that stuff, Buddha and all of them, Allah. So the temple of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the temple of the God of Israel. That's what we will be studying about tonight in our law class. The sanctuary, the way the temple had to be built. What had to go inside of the sanctuary, the temple? What did the God of Israel want Solomon to put inside of the sanctuary? What was his order of the temple and of the sanctuary? This is what we need to know, because y'all people think that y'all can do whatever you want to do. You could build a church here and set it up over there and put Mr. Joe Smith up in there and Pastor Bob and Pastor John and all of them. You know, that's what you people think. You think you can do whatever you want to do the way you want to do it. And that's why you people are totally, totally out of order. Totally out of order. And you need some correction. And you got to have some correction. You got to have some correction. Nobody ever corrected your behavior. Nobody ever corrected the Christian church behavior, the Hebrew Israelite behavior, and all the rest of your religion's behavior. But it's time now, because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahiah, is in the earth right now. He's in the earth right now. And it is time to correct you people. You must be corrected. So, you feel that you can set up a sanctuary wherever you want to set it up. You can put it wherever you want to put it. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can put whoever you want to put in your pulpits, not the God of Israel pulpit, not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob pulpit, your pulpit. You feel like you could put whatever you, whoever you want to be in there to minister and to preach and to do, to be over the people. You people, y'all people are, have lost it. Y'all have lost it. You are so very far gone and so far away from the God that put you in this earth. You don't know what, you don't know if you're going to come, people. But me as the prophet, me as the prophet of the God of Moses, I am here to set the Hebrew record straight and put it in order. So, our law class tonight, the temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects that belong inside the God of Israel sanctuary that is in Jerusalem, that was in Jerusalem, to the Romans and all the rest of them, told them down. But the children of Israel disobeying the God of Israel and calling on false gods and other gods and false worship, the same thing you people are doing right now today as I speak. We are on law number 426. 426. And I give the God of Israel all the glory tonight. The Holy Spirit, all the honor tonight. And I thank the Son of God and the holy angels tonight. Not to build an altar. Law number 426. We almost there, people. We got 200 more laws and we will be finished. And the law of the God of Israel have been established in the earth. 426. Like I told y'all people, Saturday, I can't wait to see what's going to happen after I finish teaching this, these 613 laws of the Torah and the covenant. I really believe something prophetic going to happen. I really seriously believe and know something prophetic going to happen after I finish. And I cannot say that it's going to be good, because as we can see, we got 2,000 people, from what I read on the news a couple of days ago, dying from COVID-19 in America every day. 2,000 for a whole week straight, the last I saw the news. And they already up to 600,000 people, almost 700,000 people have died in America alone from COVID-19. They almost up to 1 million people. I read it in the news yesterday, I believe it was, that COVID-19, they say 1,000 more deaths have outnumbered the Spanish flu. 1,000 more deaths, it have outnumbered the Spanish flu that came almost 100 years ago or longer. So no, when I finish the 613 laws, I cannot say to you that something good is going to happen. I can say to you people that something prophetic is going to happen in this earth. Something very prophetic, something going to be fulfilled, something going to be done. The God of Israel and his heavenly hosts something is going to take place in this earth. I just haven't been told what, but I know something is going to happen. Maybe I'll get it later. I don't know. So let's pick it up right here where we left off. Yes, I can hear the God of Israel, plain and clear. Yes, I can hear him. I've been hearing him since I was 3 years old, all the way up to now. And I was a sinner and all of that. Been out in the streets. I'm just testifying right now. Been out in the streets and done did all kind of stuff. Everything you can name, I have done. When I was out in the streets, a sinner, I still used to get on my knees and pray. I'm saying this to help sinners right now. I'm saying this to help sinners right now. Because I know the Christian church want to condemn people and condemn everybody to hell. Long as they don't, you know, if they don't follow what they believe in and do what they say they got to do to be with God, they condemn people to hell. But that's not how the God of Israel operates. Matter of fact, the Son of God, he loves sinners. He went to sit around sinners so he can try to convert them to the God of Israel, his Father. Yeah, he drank wine with them and everything else he wanted to do with them. Yes, I'm saying this to help a sinner tonight. Because I feel tonight that there's some sinners out there that believe you are doomed to hell. Just because the way your bishop don't said that to you and your pastor don't told you. If you don't follow the church and you don't pay your tithes and you don't be faithful to the church and believe what they believe, you going to hell. False teaching and false doctrine. First of all, they don't even know what it takes themselves for them to go to the new kingdom to be with the God of Israel. They don't even know. They have the faintest idea, the bishops, elders, and all the rest of them have the faintest idea what you got to do. So no, sinner, you are not condemned. Because when I was a sinner, out there doing what I wanted to do. I don't know. I have to talk like this tonight. Somebody listening, or I don't know what it is, but I have to say this. I can feel it. I was out there popping and pumping and grinding and doing whatever I was doing. I got on my knees. I got on my knees many days and asked the God of, I didn't say the God of Israel. I called him Father. I used to say, Father, please just have mercy on me. Father, please just help me. Father, please just, you know, change my life. You know, it took a long time. Took a long time for the transformation to happen. But it happened when I turned 30 years old. When I turned 30 years old, that's when my whole life changed. So no, keep on believing, getting on your knees, sinner, confessing your sins, asking the God of Israel, I'm telling you who he is now, his name is Ahiah. Keep asking him to forgive you and help you and have mercy on you. Don't worry about no Christian church. Don't go to no Christian church because they can't help you. They cannot help you. They can't even help their own selves. So no, they can't help you, sinner. You'll be better off. See, that's what happened to me. I joined the Christian church and became a pastor and all that stuff. When I gave my life to the God of Israel, I shouldn't have never did that. That's what messed my relationship and everything up with God. And I just had to, I'm just now restoring myself back to the real God and understanding who the real God is and what the real God wants me to do and what the real God wants me to know. That real God is Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So no sinner. Confess your sins. Cry out to the God of Israel. Ask him to have mercy on you. His name is Ahiah. And he will. And you don't need no bishop and nobody else. So let me go into my lesson tonight. Let me go into my lesson, my Bible class. The temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. Not to build an altar of hewn stone. This is the first law up under the temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. Law number 426 of the Torah, the Mitzvah, the covenant. Not to build. The children of Israel was not allowed to build the temple in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem. He only got one temple. There's only one God with one name, with one way, and one law, and one temple. And you cannot build him another temple. And that's the problem. It say here, law number 426, not to build an altar of hewn stone, H-E-W-N, Exodus 20, 22. Let's get that law. Let's get that law talking about the God of Israel, how he want his temple to be, how he told Solomon, King Solomon, to build his temple. He wasn't allowed to build it the way he want and put inside of it what he want to put inside, like you pagan leaders are doing with all your pagan temples called churches and ministries and all the rest of it, you call it. Exodus 20:22 for law number 426. Let's get that, people. Let's get that. Yeah, when I was a Christian, when I was a pastor, my soul felt condemned to hell. That's how demonic that religion is. That's how evil those people are up in those churches. That's how dry and wicked they are. They always say, yeah, you got some good Christians. Well, show me a good Christian. Show me a good Christian. I don't know none. I don't know any. Not saying that the God of Israel won't have mercy on whoever he want to have mercy on, because he will. Exodus 20, 22. But that's a slim chance. You're going to stand before the God of Israel looking for him to have mercy on you because you done broke the law and you done went against him. And you don't win against what he said and disobey him and treated people bad in the wrong way and haven't helped the poor and did nothing that the God of Israel told you to do but go to church and get some satanic money called tithes. That's a slim chance that you will make it to the kingdom standing before the God of Israel and you haven't did nothing that the covenant and the law have told you to do. You might not make it. Most likely you won't. But again, I'm not the judge and I'm not the God of Israel. I'm just his prophet. Exodus 20:22. This is the section of the law that we are reading tonight is talking about Exodus 20:22, laws about altars. Laws about altars. Excuse me, people. Let me push this back. Laws about altars. Laws about, excuse me, CDI. Could you come here, bro, please? Laws about altars. Tonight, people, Hebrews, Gentiles, you're going to understand. You're going to understand. Could you pull that back some, the fan all the way back? Excuse me, people. Give me a minute. It's hot up in here. Pull it all the way back. That's good right there. Thank you. Laws about the altar, people. Did y'all people not know that in the Bible, in the King James Version translated Bibles that you people have and that I have, did you not know that in the Bible, it is laws about the altars of the God of Israel? You cannot have no altar the way you want to have it, and the way you want to put it, and the way you want to build it, Bishop. Exodus 20, verse 22, for law number 426. And Ahiah said unto Moses, the prophet, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Let me keep reading. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto me gods of gold. Exodus 20:24. An altar. See, and that's why I changed the photo today, and I put T.D. Jakes Church up there. I put a picture of T.D. Jakes, one of the famous black Negro pastors, because I want you people to see and understand what T.D. Jakes and all the rest of them is doing is totally against the God of Israel and the God that put breath in his body and the God that give life and take life away and the God that blesses you and the God that curses you and the God that make you well and the God that make you sick. So I put the picture up there to show you people that the sanctuary that T.D. Jakes, Crafto Dollar, and all the rest of them have is against the Torah. It's against the law and the covenant. Excuse me. Celia, come here. Thank you. So it says right here, yeah, we're going to take our time tonight and break it all the way down, people. Because you're going to understand that all your temples that you call churches and all your ministries that you call churches and shrines and synagogues, turn that off, please. Take your time walking here. Excuse me, people. You're going to see tonight that what you people are doing is totally against the God of Israel, and it is wickedness. Anything that the God of Israel told you not to do, and you do it, is straight up evil. So Exodus 20:24. An altar of earth. Y'all see that? An altar of earth. What did the God of Israel want Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness, build them an altar, build him an altar of earth for. So they can put the sacrifice to the God of Israel on the altar. That's why you people don't have no sacrifice. Because you don't even have an altar that the God of Israel approve of. That's number one. Number two, you don't have a priest, which is the Levites, to be over your altars. And number three, the only altar that the God of Israel ever wanted and ever will want must be in Jerusalem and nowhere else. So all your altars are pagan. Pagan pulpits, pagan altars to your God, Jehovah, and Yah, and Most High, and TMH, and Allah, and Buddha, and all the rest of your names for your gods that you have. So Rameses, Jesus, Jesus. So Exodus 20:24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me. See, you people have made an altar to your own selves. Bishops, pastors, elders, all of y'all people. Rabbis, all of y'all people. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me. Moses, tell the children of Israel how I want my altar. And shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy ox, and all places where I record my name. My name. The altar can only be where the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac record his name. And I will unto thee, let me read that again. Thy sheep and thy ox, Exodus 20:24, and all places where I record my name, I will come. Y'all see what the God of Israel say, people? I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. What is it that about this scripture you don't understand, people? What is it that you don't understand, Bishop, about this scripture? What is it, Pastor, that you don't understand about this scripture? What is it, Hebrew Israelite elders, that you don't understand about this scripture? He said, I want the altar, my altar, to be made of earth, not stones, not hand out stones. Like you see T.D. Jakes' pulpit is all cut out, and Rob Parsley, they pulpits all hand out and cut out and made all kind of ways with marble and all kind of crystal and glass and all that madness and all that paganism. Those altars are satanic. They all satanic. That's why you can't help the people. You can't bless the people. You can't do nothing for the people. Because the God of Israel said right here, Exodus 20:24, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. You cannot get a blessing, Mama Joe and Sister Kathy and Brother Carlos, because the altars that you see up in all your temples and all your churches and shrines, they not made the way the God of Israel wants them to make them. Number two, they in the wrong place. They're not in Jerusalem. Because he said, wherever I record my name, and the only place the God of Israel ever recorded his name was in Jerusalem. There's no other place, not on this side of the earth. Only in, not in Egypt, not in Saudi Arabia, none of that. He recorded his name in Jerusalem. And he said, I will come and bless thee. So word of wisdom for you people. You cannot get no blessing from the God of all gods, from the first and the last. You cannot get no blessings from him. You have not put the altar where he wanted, and you have not built the altar the way he wanted you to build it, the way he want you to build it. And number three, you don't know his name. You don't know the real God's name. A altar of earth. Earth. You know what earth is in Exodus 20:24. He said, I want an altar of earth, Moses. It's Hebrew 1:27 for earth, soil, S-O-I-L. From its general redness, country, earth, ground, husband, land. Next law. Law number 427, people. Not to mount the altar by steps. Not to mount the altar by steps. Not mount the altar of the God of Israel by steps. You cannot go up to the God of Israel altar, the God of Abraham altar, the God of Moses altar, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel altar on going upstairs. You cannot do it. It's against him. He don't want that kind of altar. So look at all your altars in the Christian church, all your big cathedrals, all your mega ministries, they call them, mega ministries, where all your bishops and your pastors, they getting wealthy and rich off you little people. They getting wealthy off you people, man, from pagan altars, from pagan churches. That's why the law of the land told all your leaders, the law is done away with. No, you ain't got to keep the law. You ain't got to read the law. You ain't got to do nothing that the law say. How you going to obey a man over the God of Israel, the one that put you in this earth? How you going to obey? The God of Israel never told you that the law is done away with. There's no bishop. There's no pastor. There's no minister, there's no elder, there's no nobody can come on this platform tonight and tell me that you heard a voice in your ear from the God of Israel, or the God of the Bible, told you that the law is done away with. No, you never heard that, and you never will hear that, because that came from your government. That came from the law of the land. The people that set up your religions and your laws that you people follow every day. The God of Israel never said his law is done away with. Never. So look, people. Look what I'm saying to you tonight. Because y'all need some serious help. I'm telling you. T.D. Jakes. Let me get that law now. Law number 427, not to mount the altar by steps. Exodus 25:8. Let me get that. Exodus 58 for law number 427. He already told you how he want his altar to be. He want his altar to be built out of earth. Earth. Not hand out stone. Not something that you go to a carpenter and he build your altar. Like T.D. Jakes' altar. It's built up all pretty and Juanita Bynum, and they got glass and all kind of altars. No people. No people. No people. And that's why the God of Israel won't come to you and bless you. Because all your altars is against the God that put you in this earth. Exodus 20:23. Let's get going. Exodus 20:23. Exodus 20:23. Law number 427. It say, I read that. Let me do a precept to that. One moment, people. One moment. Yeah. Give me a minute. Let me read it all the way down right here. I'm going to pick it up from Exodus 20:23. Exodus 20:24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy ox. And all the places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. He's talking to the children of Israel here. He's not talking to no Gentile. He's not talking to no Gentile. He's talking to the children of Israel that was in the wilderness. So all you T.D. Jakes and all you people that say y'all Hamites and Gentiles and Africans, he's not talking to you right here. He's talking to the children of Israel. Verse 25, Exodus 20. And if thou wilt make an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. But if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. So that tells you people that all your altars are polluted. Every last one of your altars that you stand in front of on Sunday and Saturday and Wednesday night Bible class, Friday night worship service, all your altars are polluted. That's what the God of Israel say right here in Exodus 20:25. And if thou will make me an altar of stone, so it's okay to make the God of Israel an altar of stone and an altar of earth, which I believe is wood, thou shalt not, and dirt, possibly he said from the redness of the color, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. So hen right here in Exodus 20:25 is Hebrew number 1496. It says something cut that is dressed stone, hewed stone, something that is cut. Look at T.D. Jakes' altar. It is cut out with all kind of glass and all kind of crystals and all kind of marbles and the God of Israel said, you cannot build me an altar like that. I don't want that. That altar is polluted. All the altars that you see in this earth are polluted. He say, that is dressed stone. So they polish it and, you know, make it out of crystal, and they paint it colors and make it gold and make it silver and make it all kind of colors and stainless steel and all of that and polish it, and they do all kind of stuff to their altars because they are not the altars of the God of Israel. So he said, you cannot cut it out. You cannot hand it out. You can't dress it up for me. I don't want no dressed up altars. For if thou lift up thy tool, so if you call a carpenter, bishop, pastor, elders, if you call a carpenter to build your altars, you have polluted your altar. Because the God of Israel say right here in Exodus 20:25, you cannot put a tool upon it to build it. It must be just stones. It must be stones, children of Israel, that you find from the ground and you build me an altar. Moses built the altar. Moses built the altar out of 12 stones. 12 represent the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. You want to know how a real altar is supposed to be built? Tell you how it's supposed to be built. It's scriptures in the Bible that tell you, you have to build it the way the God of Israel want you to build it. And that altar must represent the 12 tribes of Israel. They're not dead. They're still alive today. No, Gentile, you are not Israel. Israel is Israel. They Hebrews. They are Jews. They Jacob's seed in the earth. They are his children. They are his sons and daughters. So you have polluted. All your altars are polluted. And when you look up the word polluted right here, profane, polluted, defile. And look what it said, Exodus 20:26. Neither shall thou go up by steps. T.D. Jakes go up by steps. Craft O'Dollar go up by steps. Joe Osteen's go up by steps. All of them, Joyce Myers, all of them go up by steps. I know when I was a pastor of the Christian church, I didn't build an altar. I didn't build a church. I rented a church, and I had to have a stage. I had to have a stage because that's how the law of the land, the theologian Bible institutions teach you to build your altars so you can worship your God. But Exodus 20:26, neither shall thou go up by steps. All the altars have steps. All the altars have steps. Unto my altar. Neither shall thou go up by steps unto my altar. Y'all see that, people? Do y'all see what the God of Israel saying here? What he wants? Well, it doesn't matter to you, right? It doesn't matter to you what he wants. It doesn't matter to you what he's saying. It doesn't matter to you what his name is. It doesn't matter to you what color he is. It doesn't matter to you what day you worship him on. Long as you can obey your government and your pharaohs, the law of the land, you people are happy. But the God of Israel, the God of all gods, he is not happy right now. Because you people are defiling yourselves. and call yourself serving him. You're not serving him. You're not serving the God of Jacob. You're not serving the God of Israel. Because he tells you exactly what he wants and how he wants it. Exactly. It's just you people don't read the Bible. So you don't know and you don't care. You don't care. You don't care, people. And this is the problem. So you can't go up by stairs to his altar. You can't build no altar out of hen stone cut out with all kind of crystal and glass and marble and all that stuff you see up in all your synagogues and congregations and mega ministries. Where in the New Testament do it tell you people how to make an altar? That's why I say to you so many times that the New Testament, the Masoretes, the one that created the New Testament after they killed everybody, the disciples and the Son of God. There's no scripture in the Bible, in the New Testament, tell you how the God of Israel wants his altar. And that's why people, they tell you that the law is done away with. That's why. That's exactly why. So you people can serve the God of this world, which is Satan himself. Those are all Satan's temples, congregations, and churches, and ministry. They belong to Satan. They are polluted. They are defiled, all of them. The God of Israel saying, Exodus 25, if you put a tool upon my altar, you have polluted it. So you think the God of Israel going to meet you there with a polluted altar? An altar that he didn't tell, that he told you people not to build with 100 stairs you going up, 50 stairs, 20 stairs, 10 stairs, when he told you that you cannot go up to my altar. He mean what he say. He mean what he say. Next law. Law number 428. To build the sanctuary. To build the sanctuary. It's a way that Solomon had to build it, people. It had to be in Jerusalem. It had to be in Jerusalem. No, your sanctuaries do not belong to the God of Israel, the real God. No, they do not belong to him. The Pope, the Vatican, and all the rest of them. No, they do not belong to the God of all gods. The God that taking people up out of here with COVID-19, the real God. They don't belong to him. Let's get that. Law number 428, to build the sanctuary, Exodus 25:8. Let me get going here. Let me get going. Exodus 25:8. I know we're going to have a part two to this because there's a lot of scriptures here to cover. Exodus 25:8. And let them make me a sanctuary. We way over here in Exodus. Even before Solomon ever began to build the temple in Jerusalem, the children of Israel had to build the God of Israel a sanctuary in the wilderness in Jerusalem. And Mount Zion, right, the holy mountain where he met Moses at the burning bush. They had to build a sanctuary there at the bottom of the mountain. And let them make me a sanctuary. See, you people have made you a sanctuary. You. It's all about you, Bishop. It's all about you. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. And that's why you got all these people running up to your churches and your ministries on Saturday and Sunday, crying out in pain, half dead, all kind of sickness and diseases, mental illness, all kind of madness in their life, anxiety, bipolar, all kind of stuff wrong with them. Crying out, asking the God of Israel, asking, not the God of Israel, asking God or the Lord. Who is that? Who is the Lord? Don't have nothing to do with the God of Jacob. Who is that? The Lord. Satan himself. Do the precepts. The whole word Lord down in the Hebrew. And you'll see exactly who the Lord is. God, who is that? What God is you talking about? It's many gods in the earth. Jehovah? No. Break that down in the Hebrew. You're going to come up with Baal. Most High? Who is that? Break that down. You're going to come up with Jehovah. Yah, and all the rest of them, people. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. That's why he told the children of Israel how to make it, where to put it, what to put inside of it, how to make the altar. Because he, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, wants to dwell among the children of Israel. He cannot dwell among you unless you do it his way. You can continue to fool yourself that God is with you and God is helping you and God is blessing you. No, Mother Smith is blessing you, Bishop. Connie is blessing you, Pastor. Brother Billy is blessing you. Elders, not the God of Israel. He ain't giving you nothing. That's why you got to beg and go up to your churches on Sunday and beg the people and tell. They don't give an offering. They going to hell. And, you know, God ain't going to bless them. And God ain't going to help them. I don't care how much they pay and give you. God still ain't going to bless them and give them nothing. Now, you do the inventory yourself, Bishop. You do the inventory. You do the inventory. And go to all of your churches and your ministries. And sit the people down and ask the people what have happened good in their life in the last year or the last 2 years or the last 5 years or the last 10 years. You know what they're going to say? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. They still got cancer. They still got heart disease. They still got diabetes. They still got this. They still got that. Absolutely nothing. And let them make me a sanctuary. Let me look up the word sanctuary right here. In Exodus 25:8 for law number 428. Sanctuary is Hebrew number 4720. Consecrated thing or place. Especially a palace, sanctuary, whether of Jehovah or of idols. A Solomon, Jehovah. That's who's over all your sanctuaries. Jehovah, which is Baal. It's a consecrated thing. See, that word Jehovah, they injected that right there. That don't supposed to be there. Ahaya. Ahaya is his name. Ahaya. I am in English. But you can't call him that in English because he is a Hebrew. The God of Israel, his bloodline is Hebrew. So you must call him by his name, Ahaya. So it is a consecrated thing or place. So that's why he told Moses to tell the children of Israel to build him a sanctuary in the wilderness up under the holy mountain. Because it was a sacred place. Y'all got your sanctuaries on every corner. Every corner. 10 churches on one corner. Every corner. You got a sanctuary to your God, Jehovah, and Yah, and all the rest of them. Most High, and all of them. Look what he said here in Exodus 25:9. According to all that I showed thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. So they had to build the sanctuary. So the priest, Aaron, not no Gentile. They had Gentiles there with them that left Egypt, but could no Gentile go up in the sanctuary? They was not allowed to go in the sanctuary. It had to be a priest. It had to be from the children. It had to be from the children of Israel, a Levite. He was the only one allowed in the sanctuary, Aaron and his sons. Not no Gentile, not no black Negro named Judah. No. No. And then the tabernacle, he told Moses how to tell the children of Israel how to make the tabernacle for him. That is his dwelling place. That's his inhabitation. That's where he would meet Moses and the children of Israel. When they do wrong and they disobey the God of Israel, he'll show up in front of the door of the tabernacle, heated up and angry, ready to kill the children of Israel because they disobey his covenant and went against what he said. He was heated up, ready to kill them. He killed millions of them in the wilderness. Now, y'all don't know this God. And guess what? You don't want to know him. But you will meet him very soon. And that's prophetic. You people will meet him very, very soon. And he told them, pattern the tabernacle. I'm going to take my time tonight because I got to make a part two. Pattern the tabernacle and pattern all the instruments. Wasn't no organ in there. Wasn't no keyboard in there. Wasn't no flat screen TVs in there. Wasn't no projectors in there. None of that paganism that you people got in your sanctuaries. You notice I didn't say the God of Israel sanctuary. God or Lord, that's what you call him. That's the name that you call your God, Lord and God. That's how y'all address him in the Christian church. And the Hebrew Israelites, Most High, Most High, Most High, Most High. So he did not only tell them how to build the altar, not to go upstairs on the altar, what he wanted, what instruments he wanted inside the tabernacle, how he wanted Moses and the children of Israel to prepare it. Next law, law number 429, not to remove the staffs from the ark. Exodus 25:15. Team verse. Talking about the Ark of the Covenant now. That was inside of the sanctuary. And one need a binding. She called herself making a sanctuary. Is that woman crazy? She got to be crazy. When the God of Israel said in the Bible, you cannot remake nothing that I told the children of Israel to make for me. You cannot compare it to nothing else. Only the children of Israel was allowed to make the God of Israel a tabernacle. And the Ark of the Covenant and all the stuff that you see in the Bible. Only the children of Israel. Wasn't no Gentile going to touch that. They was there, the Hamites, the Egyptians, the Africans. They left Egypt with the children of Israel. They wasn't allowed. Look what he said in verse 14 and 15 on Exodus 25. And thou shalt put the staffs into the rings by the side of the Ark, that the ark may be borne upon them. The staff shall be in the rings of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark the testimony which I shall give thee. So what was the testimony that he told Moses that he had to put in the ark? The book of the law, the covenant, the mitzvah in the Hebrew. That's what was in the ark. The law, the covenant. And you trying to tell me, people, something that's so sacred that God, Ahia, have done away with it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all better watch your tongues in the last days. You better watch your tongues and what you are speaking, because it might get pulled out your throat. That's how heated up and angry and furious the God of Israel is right now. And again, that's another warning for you. Next law, law number 430, the temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. I'm reading this section of the 613 laws. Law number 430, to set the showbread and the frankincense before Ahia every Sabbath, every Sabbath day. The children of Israel, the priests, Exodus 25:30. Let's get that. Y'all don't want no order. You don't want no order. You out of order. You don't want no order. You don't want to obey the God of Israel. You want to obey your Bible colleges and the way you've been taught, man. Exodus 25:30. Yes. All will be restored in the new kingdom. All will be restored in the new kingdom. Exodus 25:30. The law and everything else, the tabernacle, the temple, everything else will be restored in the new kingdom. So how are you people going to make it to the kingdom when you don't even believe in the law? You said the law dead. Oh, my God. You said the law is no good. How are you going to make it to the kingdom? Because in the new kingdom, you will have the Ark of the Covenant with the law, the Torah, the Hebrew scrolls inside of the Ark. So how are you people going to make it to the kingdom believing that the law is done away with and you don't got to do it no more? Madness, people. Madness. If you just pay attention to what you believe, what you think, and what you say out of your mouth, you'll realize that you people are condemning your own selves. It's a scripture for that too, Bishop, and the Bible. Law number 430, Exodus 25:30. And thou shalt set upon the table showbread before me always. That's what he told the priest. Showbread. And even the way over there in the New Testament, when the Son of God was going through the cornfield on the Sabbath day, him and the disciples, and the Pharisees came up against him, the religious fanatics, the bishops and the pastors, same people today, because he was plucking the ears of the corn, him and the disciples, because they was hungry on the Sabbath day. They had been out doing ministry and walking around trying to tell people what the God of Israel wanted them to know. And he said, haven't you read in the law or in the scriptures that David, King David, took of the showbread from the temple when he was hungry? So yes, people, even the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew, not no Jesus, that's not his name. That ain't his name. That is not his name. He is a Hebrew. He have a Hebrew name. He not a Greek. He not a Greek. He not a white man. He is a Hebrew. Jerusalem is in Africa. What color you think he is? White? And thou shalt set upon the table showbread before me always. So even the Son of God came teaching the law. Teaching the law. That's why he went in on, that's why he went in the temple on the Sabbath day. Because up under the law, the Sabbath day is the holy day. That's why he went in the temple up under the law, Sabbath day. That's why when he went in the temple to teach, took the Hebrew scrolls from the book of Isaiah, which is the Tanakh. No. Yes, he believed in the law. Next law. Y'all people don't know that because you don't read the Bible. You don't understand the Bible. And that's your biggest problem. You don't understand the Bible. And your bishops and your elders and your ministers and your pope and all the rest of them don't either. And your government. And they ain't trying to understand it because their God is Satan. Their law is the law of the land, what they have set up. They trying to be God right now. They trying to make people, make animals, make human beings, people. They trying to be God. Make their own food. They own vegetables. They own everything. They want to be God. They will never be the God of Israel. They just going to fool their own selves. You know what? They just going to destroy their own selves. COVID-19. Yeah, it's been said. It's been said by a lot of people that the government is the one that made the virus. I wouldn't doubt that because, again, they want to be God. They want to be over the people. They want to rule this earth, over this earth. But it won't happen because guess what? He's going to burn it down. That's scriptures. That's scripture. He, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, he's going to burn this earth up. He won't let nobody have it. Nobody going to have it. It will be ashes when he get finished with it. Next law. Law number 431. To kindle light in the sanctuary. Exodus 27:21. Let's get that. I think what I'm going to do, people, because I know I'm going to have to make part two, I'm going to take it all the way down to law number 437. Or I'm going to try to finish this whole section here on this page, which it takes me all the way to law number 444. Okay, so let's pick it up right here at law number 431, Exodus 27:21, to candle light in the sanctuary. Exodus 27:21, people. Y'all people don't want to do nothing. It's all about mine. It's all about working. It's all about this. It's all about that. Exodus 27:21. You love T.D. Jakes and Kenny Copeland and all that. But all them pagan temples called churches and cathedrals. You was taught to love them and worship them and believe everything that they teach you. They put scriptures in the Bible telling you not to rebuke an elder, not to rebuke a bishop. The God of Israel didn't put that there. Ain't no such thing as a bishop up under the law. A Gentile bishop. Ain't no such thing as a Gentile elder under the law. So you people believe that the God of Israel put that in the New Testament? When it's no such thing as that up under the law? He only deal with the law. He don't deal with nothing else. He only deal with the law. As you can see, if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you will see that. He only deal with law and nothing else. 27:21. In the tabernacle, let me go up to 27:20, or Exodus. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil, olive. Y'all hear that? And thou shalt command the children of Israel. I don't see no Gentile here, people. Yeah, again, they injected the Masoretes, the one that created your New Testament. They injected it over there where it say that if any sick among you, oh my God, please Let him call for the elders and let them anoint them with oil. What? Call for the elders to anoint the children of Israel with oil? No, people. No, there's not a precept for that. And thy, Exodus 20:27, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure olive oil. Moses, I want the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, to bring you pure olive oil. They can't go up in no stove and buy it, Moses. They can't go up to Kroger's and buy it, and Walmart and buy it, and the Arab grocery store to buy it. No, Moses, command them to bring me pure olive oil, beating for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always, and the tabernacle, and the sanctuary, and the wilderness. The children of Israel had to get olives off a tree and beat it, turn it into oil. That's why Miss Smith and them ain't getting, they ain't getting no healing. Number one, can't no Gentile lay hands on the children of Israel or nobody. That's number one. Number two, it must be pure olive oil, not the stuff you see in the stores, grocery store and all these stores. Verse 21 of Exodus 27. And the tabernacle of congregation. Do y'all see how wrong y'all are? And I can take you to the New Testament and show you the same thing. And the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil. See that? The one where I will meet the children of Israel without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before Hiya. It shall be a statue forever, children of Israel. No, Israel not dead. Let me say it loud and clear. Israel is not dead. The 12 tribes are still alive today. It is a statue forever. They had to take the oil off an olive tree and burn the candles and the candles and beat it and burn the candles and put the candles in the tabernacle of the congregation. Next law. I'm getting rain here where I am, people. Law number 432, that the breastplate shall not be loosened from the ephod. Exodus 28:28. Close the door, please. Exodus 28:28. Y'all going over there now. Lay down. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings, talking about Aaron, the priests, Levites in the earth today, Haitians, They shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue. With a lace of blue. That it may be above the curious griddle of the ephod. And that the breastplate be not loosened from the ephod. No, you cannot wear no Italian cut suits. T.D. Jakes. So Dollar. All of y'all preachers. You must wear a ephod. And you must be a priest. And you must have on fringes. And you must have on a ribbon of blue. And you must have on a mitre. You cannot be the priest. Judah, Hebrew Israelites, Gentiles, y'all cannot be the priest. You'll never be the priest. Never. Next law, law number 433. And I have some scriptures I'm going to read. I'm not going to read all the scriptures tonight, just a few. I'm going to make part two to this Saturday for Shabbat. Law number 433, to offer up incense twice daily. You want to know what the priest did? Oh, yeah, we the new priest. We the new priest. We the new bishops. We the new pastors. We the new leaders. No, ain't no new leaders. There's no new leaders. The God of Israel don't receive you people. If y'all haven't figured that out yet, it's a shame. It's a shame that you haven't done that. You haven't figured that out yet, Bishop. That the God of Israel don't receive you people. Nah, you haven't figured it out. You haven't figured it out because you love your religion. And you love your doctrine, and you love the law of the land and your government. So you'll never figure it out. Not to offer up incense, to offer up incense twice a day, law number 433, Exodus 30, verse 7. Let's get that. Exodus 30, verse 7. Verse 6, if thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony before the mercy seat that is over the testimony where I will meet with thee, and Aaron shall burn thereon, and Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning, every morning. Not just on Sunday did the God of Israel want to see the priest. He wanted to see Aaron every morning. He had to go into the temple and burn the incense every morning. Not just on Sunday. Not just on Saturday. Not just on Wednesday Bible study. Every morning. And Aaron shall burn their own sweet incense. You can't be the priest because you're not doing what the number one, two, three, not you're not doing what the priest did. Y'all people lazy, man. Your leaders, they lazy. Lazy. They too busy working on these slave jobs for the government and they pharaohs, they corporations. The priest didn't have no job. His job was to wait on the God of Israel. That was his job. He didn't work for no one but the God of Israel. And Aaron shall burn there on sweet incense. Every morning when he dressed the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron light the lamps at evening, so in the morning, the priest, the Levite, had to go before the God of Israel and pray every morning to the God of Israel before the sun come up. He had to go before the God of Israel in the holies of holies, before the mercy seat, and pray for the children of Israel to the God of Israel. And he had to dress the lamps. He shall burn incense. And went, I'm reading Exodus 30, verse 8. And when Aaron lighted the lamps at evening, people, at evening, it say, morning, every morning. Look what it say now. Y'all people ain't serving the God of Israel. You're not serving the God of Israel. You're not giving him what he wants. You can't because you're not the priest. He only want Aaron. He only want the Levites. He only want the Haitians. Don't want no other tribe, no other folk to stand before him for the children of Israel. It's an order forever. No one can change that. So it said every morning for Exodus 30, verse 7, properly done. It's Hebrew number 1242 for every morning, properly done, done. As the break of day, generally morning, dawn, right before the sun come up, right before it gets real light outside. Aaron had to go in there and burn sweet incense, frankincense, myrrh, whatever it was. We're going to get to that too. Where's your bishop at in the morning? On his way getting ready to go to some job? Where your elder at? On his way getting ready to go to some job? Laying in his bed, sleeping and snoring like a hawk. He said, Aaron lighted the lamps at evening. Exodus 38, Hebrew number 6153, dusk, D-U-S-K. He had to light the lamps with the pure olive oil now. The pure olive oil at dusk dark, he had to light it at evening when the sun went down. It's another day. Dusk dark, right before the sun go down. The sun is down, it's like dusk. He shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before higher throughout your generation. Next law. Law number 434. Not to offer strange incense or any sacrifice upon the golden altar. Verse 9. Exodus 30, verse 9. You shall offer no strange incense thereon. It must be sweet incense, not that stuff the Pope waving around up in the Catholic Church. Not that stuff. That's satanic incense he waving around. No telling what's up in there, people. Calling themselves the priests. They straight up Edomites. Esau is their father. Romans. Gentiles. Can't be no priest. You shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burn sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall you pour drink offering thereon. Next law. Law number 434. Law number 435. That the priest shall wash his hand and feet at the time of service. You bishops and leaders and elders that know that. That you got to wash your feet. It's up under the law, covenant. You see how the law of the land have deceived you people? They have deceived y'all so very bad. So very bad, people. And y'all don't want to correct yourself. That's what make it so bad. You don't want to correct yourself. And that's why the God of Israel is going to take millions of down. Millions. Millions. More. Yeah. More coming. More going to go down. People don't want to correct your behavior. You out of order. You out of order. You are out of order. And the only way the God of Israel can get you people in order, what he's doing right now with COVID-19. That's the only way he can get you in order. Take you up out of here. People won't quit and you won't listen and you won't stop. Doesn't matter what you believe, think, feel, or say. The God of Israel already told you what it is. He already told you. He already wrote it, what it is and what's going to happen when you don't obey him. That's what you people see, the curse that's in your lives. Next law. Exodus 30:19, the priest shall wash his hands and feet before service. Exodus 31. Let's go down to the 31 verse. Y'all people really think y'all know the Bible, Bishop. Bishop. T.D. Jakes. Crafto, all y'all. Y'all really think y'all people know the Bible. And you don't. You don't know it, man. You don't know it. You can't help the people. All you can keep telling the people is God is with them. God is going to help them. God is going to bless them. God is, no, God, yeah. God, your God is Satan. Without a name, you call him God. God is going to do this. No, God, the God of Israel ain't going to do nothing but correct you people, chastise you people. 30:19 of Exodus. And Aaron and his sons, let me go to verse 18 of Exodus 30. Thou shalt also make a lever of brass. And his foot also of brass to wash withal. Instead of T.D. Jakes and all on making a brass altar, won't they make a brass something to wash their feet in up under the law? No, because they don't believe in the law. They got their own law. The New Testament is their law. And thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And the altar. And thou shalt put water therein. Where's that at? Y'all say y'all the priests. Y'all say y'all the new Levites. Y'all the new priests. Where's that at? To wash your nasty, filthy foot and feet again. Your sanctuaries belong to you and not the God of Israel. And Aaron, Exodus 30:19. And Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands. You cannot even minister to the God of Israel higher without washing your feet and washing your hands. You can't even do it. What are you people doing, man? What is y'all following? What is y'all listening to? For Aaron and his son shall wash it say Hebrews 9:7-6:4 for wash. Bathe self, wash their hands and their feet thereat. And they shall go into the tabernacle of the congregation, which is the sanctuary that was in the wilderness. They could not go in there. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water. Say no soap. Didn't say none of that. With water. That they die not. Wow. This is how serious Ahaya is when you stand before him. He's a very, 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 very serious God. He don't play, people. He do not play. He said, Aaron, if you and your sons come up in the tabernacle without cleaning your hands and your feet, I'm going to kill y'all. Tell them, Moses, they're going to die. Yeah, he's no respecter person. Just like he killed millions back then, he killing millions today. Go tell your bishops that. He killing millions today. They shall wash with water that they die not. Or, that's why I say all your churches, all your ministries, all your pulpits, all your altars, all your congregations, all your synagogues, all your, don't belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because if they did, y'all people be dead right now. Y'all people would be dead right now. You'll drop dead right there in going up to your altars without doing it the way the God of Israel tells. Those buildings don't belong to him. Just like when the Son of God came in the earth, they didn't belong to him. And that's why when he went up inside them, they wanted to kill him. Because they did not belong to his father. They had their own law, their own religion, their own way, their own God, their own belief, their own everything. And the Son of God went in, Yeshua, to try to teach them what the Father wanted them to know. And they did not receive it. Just like you people don't receive me. But it's okay. I have to do just what the Son of God did before he left this earth. I have to teach the doctrine of the God of Israel. Next law. So he told him, yeah, Moses, tell him. They better wash their feet and they better wash their hands or they shall die. Or when they come near to the altar, look what he say now. I'll read Exodus 30:20. When they go into the tabernacle in the wilderness of the congregation, what congregation? 12 tribes of Israel, not no Gentiles. Again, Gentiles was there, but they weren't allowed to go in the tabernacle of the congregation. They shall wash with water that they die not, or when they come near to to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto Ahiah. So they was not even allowed to go near the altar of the God of Israel, the one that's going to be made with stone and wood and not all this pagan pulpits that y'all call them, set up to your God Satan. When they come into the altar to minister to me, Moses tell Aaron and their son, his sons, they will die if they don't wash their hands and wash their feet. They will die. No people. No elders. Hebrew Israel elders. None of y'all people. P-I-C-G-O-C-I-U-E-N-M. Mm-mm. Y'all is not keeping the law. No way. Y'all say y'all know y'all Israel. And you know that Levi is the Haitians and they the priests. Well, why don't you let Levi, the Haitians, try to clean theyself up and do something for the God of Israel? No, you don't want the Levites, the Haitians, to be the priests. That's why the children of Israel killed all the priests and made their own priests. The same thing y'all want to do today. You want to be the priest. You want to be the Levite, Judah. But your temples and your congregations and your churches and ministries don't belong to the God of Abraham and the God of Moses, because you people not dead yet. You're still alive. And you steal into your paganism and your idolatry and your false worship every Saturday and every Sunday. So no, churches don't belong to him. Next law. Law number 436. I'm going to take it all the way to 437 and we're going to stop there, people. Because I want to read a couple of scriptures before they cut me off. 436. To prepare the oil of... I see why now, people. I see why now, people. When I was a pastor, why I got so much arthritis and all kind of stuff went on in my life when I became a pastor of the Christian church. I see why now. Curse my own self because the God of Israel ain't never told me to be no pastor. And the church that I set up, the God of Israel didn't have nothing to do with it. And that's why all the stuff and things began to happen with my body. My body began to break down. I'm testifying now. My body began to break down when I became a pastor. I was okay. As long as I was walking around every day, going to the gas station, walking up down the street, walking miles and miles and miles every day, ministering to people, telling people about my father, I was okay. But when I became a pastor of the Christian church, that's when all hell broke out in my body. And right now today, I'm still suffering from some of that curse that I put on my own self for serving another God and another doctrine and another way that the Bible don't tell me to serve. I understand that now. I understand that now. That's why I'm trying to help you bitches and you elders and you pastors and leaders. I'm trying to help you people. Law number 436. To prepare the oil of anointment and anoint high priests and kings with it. Exodus 30:31. Let's read this. This is a sacred object of the sanctuary. The oil, the lamps, the candles, the incense. These are sacred items, the instruments of the sanctuary that they had to have in order to serve the God of Israel. They had to have them. The children of Israel had to have them in the tabernacle. Exodus 30:31. The law number 436, people. One more after that. Now I'm going to read a couple of scriptures. And look what he said. Let's start at Exodus 30:30 for law number 436 of the Mitzvah, the covenant. And thou shalt anoint Aaron. And say anoint Judah. And then say anoint a Gentile. Thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons unto me in the priest's office, and thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, Moses. Speak unto them. Tell the children of Israel what I want them to do and what I want them to know. Y'all said Israel dead and done away with. That's what you leaders teach. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations, Israel. They still there. Look what he said about the oil. Exodus 30:32. And the oil must be pure olive oil from an olive tree that the children of Israel grow and pick themselves and beat it and make it into oil. You can't mimic the God of Israel. And the law of the land teach you people to try to mimic, make new priests, make new doctrine, make new this, tied in his money. Look what he said in Exodus 30:32. Let me read 31 again. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh. Let me get some water, people. Well, I need ice. You don't have no more? Just put ice in it, please. Thank you. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured. Do y'all see that, people? What scripture is that besides the New Testament that y'all people are taking olive oil out of the grocery store and call yourself anointing people with it? Absolutely out of order. Y'all Hebrew Israelites, y'all not keeping no law, man. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. It was for Aaron and his sons to be consecrated by Moses to minister to God of Israel. It don't supposed to go on nobody else's flesh. and you cannot make a duplication of it, Israel. And only the children of Israel was the one that made it. They beat it, and Moses did whatever he had to do with it. I'm in overtime. They probably just picked the olives off the tree, and Moses did the rest. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know. I don't have the scripture in front of me. Verse 33, Exodus 30, talking about the holy oil, the anointing oil. They line people up at the church. Come on up to the pulpit and putting the oil on and everybody lining up. For what? For what? You know how many times I lined up in front of a preacher to anoint me and nothing happened? Nothing happened, people. I say nothing. I'm not lying to y'all. I used to be a pastor. I know. Nothing happened. My life still was a living hell. I still had to go home and deal with my husband that was doing domestic violence on me, beating me half to death and all kind of madness after the bishop anoint me and pray for me. No. Whosoever compound, it say Exodus 30:33. See, that's the witchcraft. That's the sorcery that they use. They go by the oil and put it away 7 days. What scripture is that? The God of Israel ain't told Moses to put no oil away 7 days. I don't see no scripture or reference for that at all in the Bible. Again, law of the land, religions. Whosoever compound any like it, is saying, or whosoever put any of it upon a stranger, Exodus 30:33, a stranger is a Gentile. Y'all are Gentiles. T.D. Jakes, Wandy Divine, all y'all are Gentiles, you said. You are a stranger. According to the Torah, according to the law, no oil is supposed to be on any man's flesh or on a stranger, which is a Gentile. So what is y'all people doing, man? What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? It say, whosoever put any of it on a Gentile stranger shall even be cut off from his people. Last law, people. Law number 437. And I'm going to read two or three scriptures, and I'm going to call it tonight. Not to compound oil, nor lay use after the formula of the anointing oil. I just read that. Law number 437. Not to anoint a stranger with the anointing oil. I just read that. Exodus 30:32. Law number 439, not to compound anything after the formula of the incense. Let's get that. Exodus 30:37. And as for the perfume, the incense, which thou shalt make, talking to Moses, you shall not make to yourselves, and he's talking to the children of Israel, you shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. The sample oil. You can't copy it. It shall be holy unto thee for Ahiah. For Ahiah, the perfume, the incense. It was for Ahiah. He ain't even got no incense up in your churches, in your ministries. What incense you got? What holy oil do you have? Absolutely none. Absolutely none. Because only the children of Israel can make it. Absolutely not, people. Exodus 30:38. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. So if you try to make an incense or make it smell the way the children of Israel made it for the Levites, for the tabernacle or congregation, the God of Israel said he's going to cut you off. Cut you off means he's going to curse you. That's what cut you off means. See, the Christian church could never tell me what that word meant when I seen it in the Bible in the church. Cut off means that he's going to put a curse on you. Who is he? A higher out of the Hebrew nation. And that's what have happened. You people have been cut off because y'all full of curses. You curse with a curse. You curse and then you got another curse on top of that one. We curse with a curse because we have went against the God of Israel. Yes. That's what it is. You are cut off. Law number 440, that he who in error make unlawful use of sacred things shall, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to pick it up at 440, y'all. 440, that's where I'm going to pick it up at. Temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. We're going to pick it up Saturday, the Sabbath, Shabbat, at law number 440. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba. Let's go into the scriptures now. We will be making part two. Going on out, babe. Going on out. We will be making part two of the 613 laws Saturday. And we will be talking about the sanctuary, part two, audio number 24. Let's go to Psalms 65, verse 4. Psalms 65, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and calls to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. David hadn't built, he didn't even build the temple. Solomon built it. The only thing they had was the tent, the tabernacle, where the Ark of the Covenant was. That's all they had. Psalms 138:2. Then I'm going to go to the New Testament. I'm going to read Luke 1 and Revelation 21. I think I'm going to save Revelation to part 2. I'm just going to read a couple more and then go to Luke. Psalms 138 verse 2, people. Now I'm almost finished. I did a lot of work today, my own personal work I had to do. But I was not going to let this day go by without doing what I'm supposed to do for the God of Israel. Doesn't matter how tired I am. Psalms 138:2, people. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. I will worship. See what David say? towards the holy temple. That's the only way you can worship the God of Israel, Ahiah. It has to be towards his holy temple. Where is his holy temple? In Jerusalem. That's where it was before it got torn down by the Gentiles. The very same people that you people say you are Gentiles. They the one tore down the temple. I will worship towards the holy temple in the east. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all people worship any way you want to worship, especially you Christians. And praise thy name. God, God, he don't got no name. Lord, 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 God, God. You have to worship towards the holy temple and praise his name towards the holy temple. East. East. Jerusalem. For thy loving kindness is for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Scripture, Isaiah 66:6. Isaiah 66:6. Isaiah. Lost my place. 66:6, people. Yeah, I'm going to take me another vacation. Probably. When I get through establishing the 613 laws, I'm going to take another vacation probably. Because I want to see what's going to happen after this. I told you people, I know something prophetic and something very deep is going to happen after I finish. Isaiah 66:6. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple of Ahiah. That render recompense to his enemies. See, the children of Israel, Solomon, he had built the temple, but he had all kind of gods. All kind of gods, man. Ooh, he had a god for every day. They had gods set up all over the street, corners, statues, all kind of groves. And you see Bishop T.D. Jakes? He got big groves and flowers and all kind of stuff in front of his pulpits. And, oh, my God, people. Even the GOCC, them, when I went to their YouTube platform, they got, you know, they call themselves in the Feast of Tabernacle right now. They got all kind of trees and stuff set up around them. Stage is dark and all kind of madness. Oh, my God. Saturday, when I do part two of the sanctuary, I will bring out about groves, how the God of Israel don't like groves around his altars, around his pulpit, and not no pulpit, around his altar and his temple. He don't like groves, trees and flowers and all that stuff. And the Christian churches is full of that stuff, man. Full of that stuff. They're a funeral home. There ain't nothing but a funeral home. That's all it is anyway. For the dead. Because they dead anyway. Isaiah 66:6. They've been cut off. So he said, I'm going to recompense. Okay, he want to go out. Honey. How does he want to go out? You want to go out, Dopey? You want to go out? Come on, Dodo. Here. Oh, don't hurt him. Okay, Isaiah 60. So he said, I'm going to pay my enemies back. He paid the children of Israel back. He killed a lot of them. He destroyed the temple, his own temple, because they had defiled it. They was doing all kind of stuff up in there. Serving all kind of gods and prostitution and all kind of pagan priests and all kind of low priests and priest that wasn't Levite. They was doing all kind of stuff up in the temple. He destroyed the temple, and he destroyed them. They became his enemy. The children of Israel became the enemy of the God of Israel. And he just started dropping them, man. Started throwing them right there on the spot. Be careful, people. There's a lot of stuff coming up. Jeremiah 7, verse 4. I'm going to go to Luke. Let me read Jeremiah 7, 4, and I'm going to go to Luke. And with that, I'm going to close. I'm going to close out, people. Jeremiah 7, verse 4. Thus said Ahiah of hosts, Jeremiah 7, 3, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Talking about the temple. Talking about the temple. Talking about the temple. Because if you go up to Jeremiah 7, 2, he said, stand ye in the gate of Ahiah's house, Jeremiah, and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of Ahiah, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship Ahiah. Thus said Ahiah host, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings. See, Judah had took over the priesthood way back then. They got rid of the priests, the elders. They started killing the priests. They killed all the prophets. They set themselves up in the place of the priests, just what they are doing right now today. Judah. So they the new priests. So he told Jeremiah, stand in the gates of Ahiah, all ye of Judah that enter into these gates to worship Ahiah. Thus said Ahiah host, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. See, that's what you people don't want to do. You don't want to amend your ways. Even though all your churches and all your temples and shrines don't belong to the God of Israel like it belonged to the God of Israel right here in Jeremiah 7. That was his house. That was his temple that Solomon built, that Solomon polluted with all his gods and all the kings. So they didn't want to mend their ways, just like you people don't want to let these churches go, these ministries go. You don't want to let go of that doctrine that they teach to you. He said, amend your ways. Correct yourselves. That's why I must establish the law, because the God of Israel wants to correct you people. Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Judah, I will cause you to dwell in this place. Benjamin, cause you to dwell in this place. Because the 10 tribes wasn't even there. They was gone. They had been got kicked out of Jerusalem. There's just two and a half tribes there. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. So he said, amend your ways. So that show you right there, Judah wanted to be the priest, the elders. They ain't number elders. That's all they ever been from Genesis to Revelation. So they wanted to be the priest. They wanted to be this. They wanted to be that. And he said, trust ye not in lying words. That's what Jeremiah told Judah. Trust ye not in lying words. Words. Your government have lied to you, Judah. Black Negroes all across the world, your government have lied to you about the law of the land and obey them that have ruled over you and, you know, do whatever the government tell you because God put them in their position. The God of Israel ain't put no government nowhere. He have his own government. He have his own government. The Hebrew nation, the Hebrew kingdom is his government. So no, he ain't never set no government up over the children of Israel. And he never will. They set themselves up. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of Ahiah, the temple of Ahiah, the temple of Ahiah are deeds. Lying words. The temple of Ahiah is Apostolic Faith Church of Love. The temple of Ahiah is Pentecostal Church of God. The temple of Ahiah is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The temple of Ahiah is the Mormon Church. The temple of Ahiah is the Hebrew Israelite, G-O-C-C-I-U-P, no. Temple of Ahiah is the Buddha Church. The temple of Ahiah is a island. Trust not in lying words. The temple of Ahiah is the Baptist Cathedral Church. The temple of Ahiah is T.D. Jakes Church. The temple of Ahiah is Juanita Bynum Church. The temple of Ahiah is Kraft O'Dollar Church. The temple of Ahiah is Joyce Myers Church. The temple, no, trust not in lying words. Temple of Ahiah is a seven-day Sunday worship. For if you truly amend your ways and your doings, if you truly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, I'm going to stop right there. If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, they was even killing people inside the temple. The kings of Jerusalem, they was killing people, babies and all kinds, sacrificing kids to Moloch and burning up their kids to Moloch and killing them in the temple of the God of Israel and giving them to Baal and Jehovah and all they got, Tammuz and Ceramuses and Astarte and all them gods. Neither walk after other gods to your hurt. And that's exactly what's going on right now today. That's why you people being hurt right now. You got all kind of catastrophes, all kind of accidents, all kind of freak accidents, all kind of stuff, babies dying, all kind. I read on the news the other day that a mama with two twin little girls, I believe they was 2 years old. Now she on Facebook Live, talking to her friend on Facebook Live. She lived in a 10-story apartment building. She was talking to her friend on Facebook Live. Her two little twin daughters, 2 years old, either jumped out the window or fell out the window. She didn't even know her two children had fell out the window or jumped out the window. The news said they jumped out the window. When she heard the ambulance and all that stuff going on and they came up there and knocked on her apartment door, she lived in a 10-story building. They said, these are your little babies down here dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, people, how I would have felt at that moment. At that moment, my two little twin babies on that ground down there dead, and they done jumped out a window because I was not watching them. I was busy on Facebook Live. That's why I don't like Facebook. I don't like it. I don't even post on Facebook. I don't even like it. But look at all this stuff happening to people. All these kids dying and jumping out of buildings and getting in car accidents and all kind of stuff. Because you have walked after other gods to your hurt. That's why the God of Israel is hurting you people. That's why. Killing your kids and all kind of stuff going on, people. I've been reading in the news lately that a lot of people have been dying from COVID-19 and leaving like 4 or 5 kids behind. I read that a mom and a daddy died and left 7 kids in Detroit, black couple. And I keep reading news headlines every day that people are dying, mothers and daddies are dying, leaving 4 and 5 kids from COVID-19. You are walking and you have served other gods to your own hurt, people. You hurt your own selves. You hurting your own selves. Because you won't mend your ways. You won't walk away from the ministries. You won't walk away from the churches. You won't walk away from the leaders. You won't walk away from the bishops and elders. You won't walk away from the false God and the false doctrine. You won't walk away from what the government is telling you that you need to do and what you got to do and obey your God or hire the God of Israel. He said, Jeremiah 7:7, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers. Forever and ever. You're not going to stay up in here, Hebrews. You're not going to stay up in here, Israel, with all your sin and all your gods and all your false worship. Get up out of here. So he kicked them out and he scattered them. He put them on slave ships. He put us on slave ships, our ancestors, and brought us to the new world. 10 tribes was already living. The 10 tribes of Israel, they was already in the new world. He put us on slave ships and brought us here in the 15th century, 16th century. Because we went off in Jerusalem serving all kind of gods and doing all kind of abominations. And this is where we are right now. Still doing the same old stuff that our ancestors did, people. Wow. Luke chapter 1. Let's go to that. This is the last one. They get ready to cut me off. Let me take it to the New Testament, people. Let me take it to the New Testament about the sanctuary and the temple and sacred things. Luke chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 9. The birth of John the Baptist. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias. A certain priest. He was a Levite. John the Baptist was a Levite. You didn't know that, did you? There was a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abab, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. See that? His wife was a Levite, and he was a Levite. Elizabeth, his wife, was a Levite, and Zacharias was a Levite. All the way in the New Testament now. The law was being established under the Leviticus priesthood. All the way over here. You cannot be the priest, bishop. You cannot be the priest, elders. It says Zacharias. Greek number 2197 for Zacharias, I'm reading Luke chapter 1, verse 5. Zacharias, that is Zachariah, the name of two Israelites. So his name, Zachariah, is Hebrew origin. He was a Hebrew from the tribe of Levi. Let me keep reading. Luke 1, 6. And they were both righteous before God. Him and his wife was righteous. How was they righteous? How was they righteous? They kept the law. The only way you will ever be righteous is keep the law, the covenant, the Torah. All the way over here in the New Testament, they kept the law. John the Baptist, his mama, his daddy, the Son of God, Peter, John, James, all of them kept the law. Even after the Son of God died, they still kept the law. And that's why they killed them. Because they would not convert to their doctrine and their way and their religion. And they was both righteous, innocent, holy, it say, in the Greek. So all that stuff you bishops and them teaching about righteousness, pay your tithes. Follow the church. Be faithful to the church. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't wear no jewelry. Don't go to no party. None of that have anything to do with being righteous. Absolutely. What scripture is that? Please show me. Show me righteousness with everything I just named. You can't, Bishop. You can't, Elder. You can't, Pastor. You can't, Apostle. You can't, False Prophet. You can't. And they was both righteous before God, a higher, walking in all the commandments. What I just tell you, walking in all the commandments. Luke 1:6. When did it change that the children of Israel in Jerusalem, Peter and them, Paul and all of them, didn't keep the law? It never did. And that's why they killed them. It never did. It never did. And they walked in all the commandments and the ordinances of Ahijah blameless. Blameless. They kept the law to the T, to the letter. All the ordinances. The God of Israel said he wanted agriculture, cattle, livestock for tithes. That's what they did. That's what they had. They had their own food, their own air. They did everything that the law told them to do all the way over in the New Testament. And that's why the Son of God said, no, I didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come to fulfill what was written by me, and that's it. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass, Luke 1 and 8, that while he executed the priest's office, the Leviticus priesthood, to be a priest in the Greek, that is perform his functions, execute the priest's office. It says, and it came to pass that while he was executing the priest's office before Ahijah, or before God, and the order of his courts, according to the custom of the priest's office, should I say it again? According to the custom of the priest's office, custom means manner. Greek number 1485. It's a Greek number 1485 for custom, a usage, prescribed by habit or law, custom, manner. What I tell you, people, it's all the way over here. You cannot get away from the Torah. You cannot get away from the God of Israel. You cannot get away from the law. You people are condemning yourselves to hell. Trying to keep up with the government, the law of the land. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense. I just read that tonight when I was going over the 613 laws up under the temple, up under the sanctuary. The incense was sacred to the God of Israel and the priest. And if anyone touched the incense that was not a Levite, they would die. So this proved to you that Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, was from the tribe of Levi, from the sons of Aaron. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense. Yes. When he went into the temple, yes, of Ahiah, they still had a temple over there in Jerusalem. When the Son of God was born, Herod, now was over the temple, the Romans. Herod was nothing but a Roman. They was over the temple. They was in charge, the Romans. And that's why in 70 A.D., after they killed the disciples and the Son of God, the Romans, they tore the temple down. They tore it down. The God of Israel sent the Romans in on the children of Israel, because Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, some of the Levites, I don't know which ones, they didn't want to amend their ways. So he kicked them up out of Jerusalem. And he let the Romans tear the temple down, destroy the temple. Zechariah was in the priest's office, the Leviticus priesthood, the order of his cut. The order of his courts, look what it say, Greek number 2183 for courts, that especially rotation of class, priest service at the temple, as distributed by family courts. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense. He went into the temple of Ahiah. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without the time of incense. The incense was evening, morning and evening. Morning and evening. Zechariah had to go into the temple, the priest, the Levite, the Haitian, black man, and burn the incense in the temple. And there appeared unto him an angel of Ahiah. An angel of Ahiah standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Altar wasn't no pagan till altar. It had to be an altar that was acceptable to the God of Israel for Zechariah the priest to burn incense on it. Because you couldn't pollute the altar. You could not pollute it. So it was the way it's supposed to be. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth should... I'm going to stop right there. So people, with that, God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks, 113 laws in the Bible, the sanctuary, audio 23, is Sister Radio Talk Show. I will be here Saturday if the God of Israel say it is okay to be here. The temple the sanctuary and sacred objects. We will pick it up Saturday at law number 440. And with that, people, y'all have a good one. Talk to y'all later if you can. Bye for now.